Ba 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 ba. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Thompson.
Yay, Thompson! Hello, 21,000 listeners. Almost 21,000. 21,000, like 700 something. And welcome all new listeners, and hello to our loyal fan base. We love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, it's a new dawn, Novus Ordo Seclorum, a new dawn now begins, new age now begins. So, Thompson, tell us all about it.
Well, I'm in a robot costume.
Yeah, you are, and we'll have a picture of that up. You're in your robot costume. It's made out of a paper bag and some other stuff and some zebra stripe neon pink 80s hairband looking duct tape, and that's pretty cool. So let's start out with our special shout outs. Who's special shout outs to?
Mama
and Uncle
Dave
and Aunt
Angela
and Angela and Aunt
Aria
and Aria and Aunt
Allie
and Allie and Aunt Lori
and Lori
and Grandmother and Nana.
And Grandmother and Nana.
And Grand Aunt Nancy.
And Grand Aunt Nancy.
And all our friends and family that we love so much.
Amen.
Amen. Last night, I was speaking of saying your prayers, which you say every night. I was very surprised to hear you put Stephen Hawking in there. You said, God bless Stephen Hawking. You're praying for Stephen Hawking. Why were you praying for Stephen Hawking?
Because Stephen Hawking is the team with the race cars and the car chase.
Oh, he's the team with the race cars and the car chase. Well, yeah. He's in a wheelchair. I don't know if it's a race car wheelchair, but that was very nice of you to include him.
It's a race car wheelchair because it looks like when he goes in a race car wheelchair, he races around the green frog drink, and then he jumps up, and then the arrow points him up to the air, and it points him up to the sky, and then he goes to the ground.
Wow, so he makes a big jump on the racetrack in his race car wheelchair.
Yeah, because he has very, very big legs, and he can jump high enough, then he can crack his head, and then he can crack it at the book, and then he's gonna land in the pool.
Wow, I had no idea Stephen Hawking was such an action-based character.
Well, when Stephen Hawking landed in the pool, he bumped his head on a rock.
Oh, and is that why he's in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I think that if he heard this broadcast, he would agree that there is a quantum possibility in the multiverse that everything you just said actually happens.
Well, the first... But Stephen Hawking's first son... His son's name is Judy. He's his son.
His son is named Judy?
Yeah. Because
Judy is typically a female name, and a son is a male child.
Yeah, because he's a child. He's 5 years old and looks as same as Punch.
What is Punch?
Punch is another kid.
So Stephen Hawking's 5-year-old son looks just like another kid you know named Punch.
Yeah, because he knows that, and he knows what he needs to fight, and he wears robot costumes all the time, and new uniforms.
Wow. That is pretty amazing, Thompson. You're getting quite good at shooting the breeze here, man. You've got quite an elaborate set of stories now. I'm really enjoying listening to them. Yeah.
I'm so excited.
What'd you say?
I'm so excited.
That is awesome. I have to nuke up my... reheat this cup of coffee that's gotten a little, if I can. All right, nuking up my cup of Three Beans coffee, smoking deep dark roast, 100% Arabica beans, available at Whole Foods, $5 per can, and Turbinado raw sugar, product of Malawi, our good friends. Hello, Malawi.
Hello, Malawi.
Thank you, and organic half and half from the Clover Organic Farms up there in Petaluma, California. So, yeah, right on. A cup of coffee, gotta have it. So what else is going on, Thompson?
When I put my clothes on, I was afraid that my shirt would jump into the air and then flat down to the ground.
Wow. You're worried about your shirt flying. You might, well, that's probably not much of something to worry about there, buddy. That's the chance of that happening is a long bit of probability. That's an extremely rare quantum possibility. But I guess it's just as much a quantum possibility as Stephen Hawking leaping into the air and going into a swimming pool after jumping up on his race car wheelchair on a racetrack. So, you know, hey, all things are possible under heaven and earth, right?
I'm right.
Yep, you're right. So, now you've got your robot costume on. What are you going to do with the rest of your day here? We're almost out of time. Let's tell the listeners what you're going to... What do you think the listeners should do with their day? What do you think all those people should do?
They should just run to the swimming pool and look at the baby tadpoles.
Run to the swimming pool and look at the baby tadpoles. What swimming pool has tadpoles in it?
The swimming pool past the tree frog tricks summer camp, right? Huh?
What? So this was something you saw at Tree Frog Trick Summer Camp. You learned about tadpoles. Well, that's very cool because change is the only constant. Nothing ever stays the same.
Kids and I went to the pool to visit the baby tadpoles and the fire tadpoles, right? Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a pretty awesome day. Well, you know, it looks like by the clock on the wall, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else you want to say to our listeners out there, Thompson?
ELE, good night.
ELE, everybody love everybody. Oh, and that is good news, Jeff Daly.